It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. All over the country, we are seeing a resurgence in down-home comfort foods, especially heading into the winter months. In Pittsburgh, home-style meals have never gone out of style, and these days, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette restaurant critic Melissa McCart is seeing regional cuisines translated by and for Pittsburgh diners, and she's here to tell us all about it. Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh, Melissa.
Thanks for having me again, Paul.
Let's start with Italian cuisine. It's one of the main genres of food that you say are being served more often in Pittsburgh than in other cities that are home to Italian immigrants. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's quite a large Italian population here, obviously, and there's a sort of a very blue-collar, honest presentation of Italian cuisine in a lot of restaurants, whether you're talking about Enrico's or Serafino or the relatively new Matteo's in Lawrenceville. We're seeing dishes that are presented in the way that people might have had them growing up.
And there are certainly a lot of different things that come to mind when you talk about Italian food, but one of the most quintessential menu items that most Americans would pick out when you say Italian food is meatballs. So how are meatballs making a mark in Pittsburgh cuisine?
Well, there's going to be a whole restaurant dedicated to meatballs downtown at on Penn and 9th.
When is this happening? I'm going to pick up the phone and make reservations right now.
I know. It's from Chef Matt Porco from Siena Sulla Piazza, and he has a restaurant in Market Square. He has a three-story basically restaurant emporium, Mercado. And the ground floor is opening the end of November. And it's called Emporio, a meatball joint. And basically the crux of it is you start with one of four types of meatballs, beef, pork, vegetarian, or chicken. But
vegetarian meatballs.
Huh? I know. Like beet or something.
Sounds sacrilegious, but all right, go on.
But essentially, you'll start with that as a building block, and you can put it on spaghetti, or you could have it with poutine, or you can have it in a sandwich.
You better explain what poutine is.
Poutine is essentially
it's like big in
gravy.
Canada.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's
they put it on French fries up there.
Right, right. And so this would be essentially sauce or gravy with some kind of chunks of cheese on it, and it's quite decadent and filling.
Very low cholesterol.
Absolutely.
And quite healthy for you. are there other cities that are doing this with the meatball restaurant thing?
Absolutely. I mean, there's the meatball shop in New York had opened that restaurant a couple of years ago, but I think that one of the things that you're seeing all over the country is small single concept restaurants where they're focusing on something like meatballs or pierogies or something like that, so that the menu is pared down.
And as long as you brought up pierogies, I mean, aside from Italian staples, pierogies are probably like the main staple of the Pittsburgh food diet. So what can you say about these diverse little dumplings and the trends you're seeing with them?
It seems like we're having this love affair with pierogies right now.
It's not a fling. It's a love affair.
It is. It's tomorrow from noon until 5 is the first pierogi festival at South Shore Riverfront Park. Where we'll see a whole bunch of different vendors serving pierogies, whether it's Peddling Pierogies or Smeed's that's based in Greenfield. We'll see Marty's Market based in the Strip, and even Kevin Sousa from Salt of the Earth will be making a family recipe there.
Oh, man. That sounds like a lot of fun. Aren't you surprised that this is the first one? You'd think they would have been doing this for the 100th consecutive year, the pierogi festival.
I know. I thought that I would have pierogi fatigue or something, but I can't get enough of them myself.
All right. Well, we have to talk about something healthy. So before we wrap this up, what are some of the trendy places serving greens and beans?
I don't even know that it's trendy so much as it's migrated from people's kitchens at home to restaurants. So one of the places that I have been seeing it is Matteo's in Lawrenceville, where the chef had been at Serafino's in Crafton. And he took a recipe that's essentially spinach, sausage, or shrimp, banana peppers, sauce, some Parmesan, and it essentially becomes a one bowl meal.
I would think even people that don't necessarily like vegetables would like that.
I think so. I think one of the things that we're seeing with greens and beans is it's similar to the southern version of collards, which has ham and this really delicious liquor in the bottom of the pot. So I think we're seeing an appreciation of greens all over the country right now.
Melissa McCart is the restaurant critic for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and joined us to talk about all of the things that are happening on the food front here in Pittsburgh. And Melissa, as always, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
And don't forget the Pierogi Festival tomorrow, first annual in Pittsburgh. And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. We welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everyone.